It's KHUM Radio Without the Rules. Oh, why don't you just talk into that mic? That's Ian's vocal mic.
SM58.
World class
microphone. Right, bought this on eBay.
No, seriously, where's the Ian's box? Oh, there we go. Hey, say hi. There we go. Say hi, dude.
Hi, dude.
No, just keep saying hi. I don't even know where your mic is.
No, 1, 2, 3. That was an awesome set by Absent Quintet.
Still not happening.
With that?
Why don't you just, Larry, why don't you grab a real mic? There we go.
Okay.
I gotta turn the channel on.
Yeah, no, you need that Mackie channel on.
That was pretty good, these dudes.
Yeah, awesome.
Hey, wait a second. Wait. Can we talk about this before?
Yes.
Someone
Twittered the AQ account about it. I just want to know what war.
Well, when your IOTA record first came out, you were kind enough to bring us down a copy. I played a number of songs on it, and I noticed at the very end there was a hidden track. So I'm live on the air, and I'm like, oh, cool, an AQ hidden track. And I play it, and it's like 4 minutes of silence before the song kicks in.
2 minutes and 10 seconds.
Yeah. Well, nobody knows much of a difference.
Wait, so it's a 2 minute and 10... Wait, hold on. Sorry. Well, let me get
There's the two tracks that are 2 minutes and 10 seconds long.
So
do the math.
Yeah. So it's 4. Oh, you do the math.
I kept waiting and waiting and waiting for the song to kick in, and for the first time on my show, there was dead air, and so finally it did kick in, but that was an awkward moment.
What if you did a hidden track, but it was a cover song? So you have like 9 minutes of silence, but then the hidden track was John Cage 4:33.
Oh,
tricky.
You know, we performed that last year at the String Thing.
How did that go?
We didn't. It was what are they called? The Blush and Roulettes.
They did 4:33.
They did 4:33. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And that is basically 4.5 minutes of silence.
Yeah.
Just total silence.
I think they did it for 6.
They nailed it. I mean, you couldn't even.
Yeah. Did they have charts?
Yeah.
No.
Reading the charts.
They didn't have the stopwatches either.
Have you actually ever seen the sheet music for 4:33?
I've not.
It's like transparent. It's on. You print it on plastic. It's see-through.
Wow.
I know.
Transparencies.
Who knew a guy who was a mushroom hobbyist would have that idea?
Would have thought.
Yeah.
By the way, have you heard the studies about mushrooms? Basically, they say that everyone who takes them, it's really good for you.
Improves almost your personality.
Yeah. Speaking of that,
it improves your personality, makes you more positive. Person.
Yeah, it makes people have better relationship with their parents.
Right.
And every dose, too, up until stupid big dose. But right up until then, it's still all good. They're magic. It's wonderful.
So you guys, you're on antidepressants, Larry.
Yes, Zoloft.
Zoloft, okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, there was some discussion earlier about antidepressants. And I heard this thing about Ambien racing. No, I know, not an antidepressant. Don't do this at home. This is not a real thing. But the game was like you take an Ambien and then you race home. Like you race the Ambien to your bed. Right, okay, so obviously this is a terrible idea. But yes. I was thinking, like, you could totally do that with antidepressants where, like, you know something bad is going to happen. Like, you have to go talk to your ex and pick up your cat or whatever, you know, or get your toothbrush. Then you take it and you race it there. Does it work like that or no?
See if you're in a good mood by the time you have to get
exactly.
your cat.
Exactly. Zoloft racing.
Yeah, well, I think it's a little, that's more of a distance run.
It's like an ultra marathon.
Yeah, less of a sprint.
You wait 2 weeks.
I'm in mile 750. I'm expecting it to kick in any day now.
It's kind of like asthma medicine. It works better if you take it preemptively than when you're having it.
That's not a good race drug either.
What?
You don't want to race your asthma.
No.
Albuterol
racing.
No.
See if I can die, but outrun it with this. Anyway.
That opens up a whole new world. Like you could do Rumpelmintz racing.
You take a Rumpelmintz and then drive home? Because that's bad advice.
Can you fall into the gutter on your own power?
And now we know what kind of weekend you're having. The gutters of Fortuna need to be on notice because Larry's coming for
They just cleaned them because they have the Apple Harvest Festival.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
At least you have that. In Eureka, we don't have that. They stopped the driver. I mean, they are out like once a month now.
Really?
I mean, it used to be a weekly thing.
That's Fortuna. It's the best place to live.
Of course.
Yep.
All right. Well, you've got Hot Buttered Rum. They're coming in today. They're going to play live.
Correct.
Show these clowns how it's done.
Uh-huh. And guess what? They're bringing their front of house guy. No mixing.
Oh, you're so lucky.
Yeah.
I mean, I like mixing, don't get me wrong, but And you guys, we can play, since everybody's here and everybody has mics, are you guys shows this week, weekend plans, Absinthe Quintet?
This week, I'd go see Hot Buttered Rum tonight, to tell you the truth.
Oh, you should, man. They're a hot band.
Nah, those guys are really cool. We played some in February. It was really fun.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Blue Lake Casino.
Well, with
the Nat Keefe concert, Carnival.
Yeah, it was part of the guys from them, and then who else? ALO, and then and Bonnie, the...
what's that band?
Elephant Revival. Elephant Revival, and yeah, a couple of those bands.
That band's nuts. Elephant Revival.
They're really... They're on the road, man. Those guys are hard working.
You ever see a band called Japanized Elephants?
No, but I would.
You saw Japanized Elephants, right?
That's racist, man.
Is it?
It's racist against elephants.
Right. No, their drummer wears a full-on, like, baseball catcher's outfit, and he plays himself. It's pretty cool. He also plays typewriter for drums.
Really?
Yeah. Like he's got one of those old, like, those brown... What are they called? Like the...
Smith.
The old ones. Not like an IBM, but like a... He plays, like, you know, 16
Smith Corona?
Notes.
Just like Jacqueline Suskind does.
Is that... Well...
So when he has his catcher's outfit on, he's like, playing his pads and his helmet and stuff?
Yeah, and his face...
Awesome.
You guys need a face player.
Can I get more groin pad in the monitor, please?
Yes. I need some more cheek. All right. Well, this has descended into something we didn't want it to be. And to that audience.
I'm Rick James.
Exactly. I'm Rick James. Find out at String Thing if Tofu Mike is actually Rick James. Larry, have a good show.
Thank you.
It's KHU. I'm Garvin Bill. You're Rick Arcade online.